In Kabul today, President Bush's special envoy said that the United States is considering broadening its military role in Afghanistan because of fighting among factions controlled by warlords. Zalmay Khalilzad said that this is the greatest threat in the post-Taliban period and that all options are on the table, including U.S. military advisors and a direct role by U.S. ground forces. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Afghanistan has many security problems, highway bandits, urban criminals, and a citizenry armed to the teeth. But for this Central Asian nation to progress, it must suppress the network of regional private armies with a single national army. This was the central message from Zalmay Khalilzad, speaking to reporters inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Kabul, which has been fortified by bunkers and ringed with U.S. troops.
A lot of Afghans have weapons. I'm not as worried about that. The thing that I am worried about is the multiple armies and the risk of conflict among or between various armies.
Since the Taliban was driven from power in November, warlords who differ over ethnicity, religion, and region have emerged to fill the power vacuum. In many cases, they're the same men who plunged the country into a bloody and pointless civil war in the mid-1990s. Today, international troops have largely stabilized Kabul, but fighting and the risk of fighting between these old adversaries continues to imperil areas such as Mazar-i-Sharif in the north and Jalalabad and Khost to the east.
Our concern is that inadvertently, because of miscalculation, lack of trust, a sense of insecurity, they might do things that could lead to a war.
The CIA sounded the same alarm in a recent analysis of security in Afghanistan. Civil war is not imminent, but the seeds are there, a senior U.S. official told the Associated Press. Khalilzad warned that if these militias went to war, there is currently no national military to stop them. He laid out four options open to the United States. First, the U.S. could speed up its training of Afghanistan's new army and national police force. Second, U.S. soldiers could take a direct role in preventing warfare. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week that tens of thousands of U.S. ground troops could be sent to police the whole country if necessary. Third, Khalilzad raised the possibility of sending U.S. military advisors into hotspots to discourage regional hostilities. And fourth, the International Security Assistance Force could be expanded. Currently, about 4,500 foreign, mainly British, peacekeepers patrol Kabul, but they're forbidden to work anywhere else. The country's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, said in a recent interview he wants the security forces to do more because, quote, factional fighting is a fight against the Afghan state. But Khalilzad reiterated the U.S. military will not join the International Peacekeeping Force because it would detract from the primary mission, the capture of al-Qaeda terrorists.
There's a lot of other demands on us worldwide. We're doing Afghanistan. That's just one part of a war against terror.
Born in northern Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad has served in the last four Republican administrations as a Central Asia expert. Considering the extraordinary challenges his native country faces to reconstruct its blasted infrastructure, to coax its hostile ethnic populations to coexist, and to muzzle its warlords, Khalilzad searched for any glint of optimism. He said simply, "It is better off now than where it has been." John Burnett, NPR News, Kabul.